city, somebody from Atlanta came to the country, and he tried to put on airs. What would the country people say about him behind his back?
Now say that again.
Suppose somebody from Atlanta came to a real small town, and he kind of walked around and put on
airs. Well, they told him that he's biggity, you know. He stuck up.
A dude or something like that. And if a country person went to the city, what would the city people call him?
Called him a countryman.
Yeah. Did you ever hear this term Hoosier?
Yes, I've heard that.
Country Hoosier?
A country Hoosier, yeah, I've heard tell of that. They used to be way back down when I was a child, I could hear them calling about this old Hoosier from Carpet Town, and they would come over here.
What did that mean exactly?
I don't know. Just an old saying, I reckon it's all.
I see. And how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? How in the old days, how did you used to talk about a member of another race?
They always called them the nigger.
They
didn't say negro, they said nigger. And the white people, they called Caucasian, you know, way back down, but the people always just called them white folks and niggers.
Suppose in the old days you got angry with a negro or a colored man, what would you call him? What's the worst thing you could call him? Be a lady.
You know what? It's real other time.
Would you call him anything but a nigger if you really got mad at him?
I don't know about that.
Did they ever used to call them coons? Or?
Well, I have heard them called coons, but not too much.
Or a boogie? By the way, how do they call colored people now? Do they call them colored?
They call them colored mostly now. Some of them still say niggers. I say negro most when I say anything. I usually say colored people. Mm-hmm. That's easy to say, you know.
And if the colored man is mad at a white man, what might he call him? How would he refer to a white person?
Well, I don't know about that.
Do you think the term cracker is an insult?
Well, now they used to call him Georgia Cracker, you know.
Is that an insult or?
I don't know that it's really an insult or not.
Just a way to. Suppose a man had a fishing rod he liked very much, and his young son broke it. He got very mad. Fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. Mm-hmm. You might say that man got awfully
mad.
Riled up.
Awfully mad with his son.
Suppose you've been working hard all day, and by nighttime you say, "I'm really
sure tired."
And if somebody suppose a little boy is sent home from school because he doesn't feel well. You say, what happened at school? And he, sick? Did he get sick or did he take sick or?
Well, he might just want to meet it. I don't know.
Would you say he took sick at school?
Oh, you mean, no, I'd say he got sick.
He got sick.
Yeah.
Suppose you feel sick right here. Say you feel
sick at your stomach.
And in the old days, after a wedding,